What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Bustlem, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. Are we having fun yet? The Washington football team and the New York football Giants throw it down in the nation's capital. It was a wild affair, and as everybody expected and predicted, there were nearly 60 points put up on the board. Except we shouldn't be surprised. It ended up being a one-point game again. They played to a 2019 final score last year. Final score, Washington 30, New York 29. Now, it's not much consolation right now for Giant fans who wanted the outright win, but you did cover the point spread. Teaser players cashed. Both teaser players cashed if you teased it, obviously, to the over this evening. But, man, that was, like, uglier than, like, the Gong Show, all right? Like, yeah, you know, I told you guys, people ask me, like, why did you stop playing music? Like, you know, you were in a metal band, you were touring and stuff like that. I'll tell you what, like, one of the final straws was. We were on tour, and, you know, we had been in crashes before. Like, you know, we were stupid enough to once tour in a Ford White, in a Bronco. And we actually crashed that into a snowbank once. we had been in crashes before. Our bass player was actually in a coma once because he hit a moose, and we nearly hit a moose, and we nearly froze to death. And then basically like 4 or 5 nights later, we were in like a new van type of deal, and our guitarist met somebody, all right? He met somebody, and let's just say like she didn't have the physique of Kate Moss. All right, so, and let me tell you, he ain't no Johnny Depp, so, and we knew right away, man. We were like, yo, bro, this ain't going down, right? This ain't gonna happen, right? He's, oh, no, don't worry about it. So, long story short, basically, you haven't experienced life until you've had, like, I don't know the best way of putting it, but two whales next to you going at it in a van. It wasn't pretty. That was like the last straw for me. I was like, yeah, I can't live like this. I can't be sitting in a van with people having sex next to me, all right? And it started like a big fist fight and stuff. Incidentally, I wasn't the one that threw the punch. I didn't get involved in the fight. I just got out of the van. I was like, oh, God, right? So I got to say the last couple of minutes of this football game was as ugly as that. Is that a good description? Pretty good description. Put the better description in the book. We'll get more graphic. Oh, we got the AM Radio affiliates coming up. Holy crap, what a game. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people above them, and everybody else in between throwing it down as the Thursday night throwdown has begun. A wild affair in the nation's capital. Tonight, a wild affair in which both teams really coulda, shoulda, woulda, didn't win. And it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. You remember the episode of Seinfeld when they meet with the executives of NBC and George Costanza is very nervous before they go into the meeting. And Seinfeld says, what are you so nervous about? They're just a bunch of TV executives. And Costanza goes, They're men with jobs, Jerry. They have secretaries. They have wives. And I know what he was talking about. And think about it. As I tweeted during the football game tonight, Antonio Gibson was picking up chunks, all right? Guy looked like Bo Jackson. Guy's picking up like 11-yard chunks and stuff like that. They first down. Now let's not give him the ball again. You know, we've dodged a million bullets tonight, and we're up 27-26 with 3.5 minutes left. So let's give it to Gibson. So he picks up 11 yards on first down. Let's give it to Gibson. He picks up another 3-4 yards on the new first down. On second down, why don't we throw the ball? Instead of just handing the ball off and we can win and be in victory formation in 38 seconds, why don't we throw the ball and it's intercepted? All right? Not to mention the New York Giants take 2 false start penalties in a row. Come on, man. Like, it was a battle of ineptness. And then in the end, what it's all said and done, the Giants could have won the game. Washington misses the field goal, and they jump offside for whatever reason. And then Washington wins 30-29. So basically, this is a game where everybody's frustrated. If you laid the points with Washington, you're frustrated. If you're a New York Giant fan, yeah, you won your bet, but you're frustrated the way you ended up losing a football game. If you had Antonio Gibson props, you're frustrated. I think that the offensive coordinator of the Washington football team is Marion Barry. It's former mayor Marion Barry. And because clearly,
what's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Clearly, they're as whack as crack. Who the hell throws the ball when you're up 27-26 with 2.5 minutes left? What are you, a moron? Oh, evidently, yes, you are.
Listen from the ashes. Take what you got.
Hey, put down the crack pipe.
You think I'm dead, but I'm not.
Late night anger management class. Nobody's happy. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage.
You got it.
Took you long enough to...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, look! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Yeah, that's Mo Sislak waiting for the Giants at Newark International Airport right now. He's waiting in Newark, waiting for the dude, that jumped off side. So yeah, wild football game tonight. So let's set the table here. Windy City Sports Report, Big Card Julio Rosario, play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls, and Chicago State will join us. We got Brent Beer joining us from Jacksonville, Florida, our SEC insider. Great stuff with Brent Beard. Whenever we talk college football, we focus on the SEC with Brent, and we focus on everything with the legend, our main man, Teddy Covers. Ted Stavransky steps up, and it's straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, WagerTalk.com, WagerTalk TV. Welcome to the Rage. How you doing, Teddy?
Gabriel Marenci, good to talk to you, my friend. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right, Teddy. Not great, but all right. I cashed a ticket with the Raging Cajuns. So I laid the points with the Raging Cajuns. I hate laying 3 in a series, and I know these games are always close. And I had Washington -3, And I said on Game Time Decisions tonight, why do I get the feeling Washington's going to win this game by 1 point? Last year, New York won by 1 point, 20-19, 23-20. So basically the last, like, you know, three games or whatever have been decided by 5 or 6 points, whatever the hell it's been in this series. And here we go tonight. I did have Washington a teaser. So, hey, it is what it is. No catastrophe, but nothing great, Teddy. But what a wild game. A New York Giant fan pretty frustrated right now losing the way that they did.
See, that's why I just don't understand fans. Because if you're a Giants better, who cares, man?
They covered. That's what I said earlier, right?
I mean, this whole like, oh, we lost. Doesn't matter. You covered. Relax. Gosh, these fans get so uptight.
Good teams win. Great teams cover, Teddy, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, you did better than Las Vegas expected you to do. How can you be mad?
I love how it's such a foreign concept for you, right? Like, I love it, too. Like, even me, too, I'm thinking about it. Would I rather win a bet or the Bills win the game? It's like, I'll tell you what. Like, I love the Buffalo Bills and stuff, and I do. But when it comes to this business, guys, has any guy ever on your favorite team ever once in your life ever paid your phone bill, your grocery bill, or your rent before? Have they ever called you and said, hey, you know what, Morency? Like, Steve Garvey's never called me, Teddy. Said, Gabe, I know you've loved the Dodgers since the 70s, and, you know, I want to give you $10,000 for your dedication and love to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They sent me a baseball once and a baseball holder, which is true when I was a kid, which is pretty nice of them. But that concept is true, isn't it, Teddy? And, it sounds cold and true because I'm not saying players don't care. They care for different reasons, but they're playing for their job. They're playing for a contract. Like, fans care more about wins and losses than players do. Like, if you're on the New York Giants and you played well tonight, you're on the phone with your agent. And he's like, hey, bro, you played great tonight. Great job. Great stats. Great job. You know what I mean, Teddy? Like, you're right. Fans get caught up in this fake fantasy of when in reality, who cares? It doesn't put food on your table whether they win or lose.
So you remember it because it's the only time it's ever happened in our lifetime. But Michigan was playing for a national title in 1998 against Ryan Leaf and the Washington State Cougars. All right. And at the time, I still had loyalty to Michigan. You know,
yeah.
I was rooting for the Wolverines that day. But you know what I did? I made a, I'm not going to say a huge bet, but I made a decent sized bet on Washington State on the money line. I'm like, I want to be happy either way. I want to be happy if we win. I want to be happy if we lose.
So those are
like that. That to me, and I took plus the points as well. Wolverines could, and they didn't cover. I ended up pushing on the two bets and enjoying my night very much. But the point was, I was willing to bet against Michigan even in the biggest game that there was. And that's when I'm like, okay, you know, I'm just this fan thing. I'm done with it. I spent all my years as a kid, you know, Mets, Jets, Knicks, and Rangers, lose, 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 and lose some more. You know, I get a World Series in 86 because the ball goes through Buckner's legs. But by that time, I'm older, you know, and it's not the same. You know, the Knicks still never won one for me. The Jets never won one for me. The Rangers got one in 94. And again, you know, it's way older then, you know. So all those years of fandom, which was just a nightmare, it just eats you. There's nothing. Betting is better. You get to decide what teams you want to be fans of.
You have a new favorite team every couple hours when you bet on sports, right? Hey, I love Long Beach. Now I'm a Long Beach fan.
Way more enjoyable sports experience than fandom. Look, 31 teams are not going to win the Super Bowl. Okay, yeah. 129 teams are not going to win the national title. They're going to end their season with a loss or with some crappy bowl win over someone you don't care about. You know, one team's fan base gets all the joy, and everyone else is in misery. You know, and when you come close, it's even worse. So
it's amazing, Teddy.
There's my rant.
I've known Teddy covers, man. Me and Teddy, I've known Teddy probably about 17, 18 years. The most I've ever gotten out of him. So I feel like he's on the couch right now. Now it all makes sense. It's a New York sports thing. You've been terrorized by the Jets, the Mets, the Knicks. What did I get out of it? I like to hear your voice. I can hear, I was a Knicks fan. I was a Met fan. I was a Jet fan. What did I get out of it? Nothing. By the time they won, I was old and I didn't care.
But so even the Patriots fans, okay, Patriots fans won all of these titles and everything. You know what? Not last year, not this year. You're still miserable. You know, every Patriots fan is miserable right now. Chiefs fans, how good can your team be? Your Super Bowl back-to-back years. Well, you won one of them. You didn't win last year. You're miserable.
Yeah, you know?
It's brutal to be a fan. Brutal.
You know what? It's funny because I still am a fan. I still am. And I enjoy the games and stuff, but at the same point in time, Teddy, I'm not losing sleep over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's not my life, it's their life. That's what people, like, sort of, you know, when I was younger, I was that guy, you know, the Bills lost in the Super Bowl, and I was depressed for 3 months after. Now I'd see Andre Reed and Thurman Thomas are partying on the beach a week later. I'm like, they're not even depressed anymore. Why am I? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's because you're stuck in Buffalo all winter.
Teddy covers. So what did you do with the game tonight? Like I said, I was scared about it. I had Washington minus the 3. And I do enjoy the 10-point teaser, so I'm not telling people the smartest thing to do. But it was sort of my insurance if Washington didn't cover. So I got had Washington plus 7. Now I got the Bills plus 7 and the Browns minus 2.5 going into the weekend. But you know, the props fell short for me tonight. Wasn't a catastrophe or anything like that. But it was just one of those. First off, I hit the Daniel Jones rushing prop over. This kid's a good athlete, but it was one of those. Should have known better, Teddy, that it was going to be like a 1 or 2 point game. I ended up closing at 4.5 at FanDuel too.
Yeah, I mean, I in game I had both teams at a plus price. That's all I did. You know,
good job.
easy. I mean, it was easy to do that tonight. And you know, a lot of times in game I'll go and I had no opinion on the game.
Yeah,
certainly sidewise. And total wise, I leaned under, but it certainly.
So if you don't have an opinion before the game,
it was over early. Yeah.
If you don't have an opinion before the game, will you just sit down in front of the computer and like now, and it's like, all right, hey, I don't have any opinion on this. I'm just playing the numbers, and I got plus money on both sides.
That's all I'm looking for, and it happens more often than you think. You know, it's not a bad strategy.
Yeah, no, it isn't, especially in. Nothing's done. These games come down to the wire. For the record, primetime games are now 4-0 to the over so far this year. And guess who's next up in primetime? Baltimore and Kansas City, Sunday Night Football. More with the great Teddy covers next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Man, we're breaking it down. What a wild football game tonight. And as we mentioned, going into the break, we're kicking it with Ted Savransky, a.k.a. Teddy Covers, straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada, Wager Talk TV in the house. As I said, so now 4-0 to the over, Teddy, prime time, and I got burnt. I had one under. I hit an in-game over tonight. I felt this game was going to open up, so I cashed an in-game over 37.5 in this game tonight, but I lost by that 1 point the other night in a Bears game. I didn't think the Bears and the Rams was going to get there. 4-0, and shout out to our boy Rico the RICO Act, tuning in right now. He goes, yeah, 4-0 to the over in primetime games, and everybody would expect Kansas City and Baltimore to be a shootout. And they thought tonight would be a lower-scoring game. And watch Sunday Night Football be the one that goes under, Teddy. What do you think of this 4-0 run on primetime so far?
So, number one, it's worth paying attention to, okay? You can't ignore things like that. You know, when you say, oh, it's rigged, it's fixed. It's not rigged or fixed. But at the same time, been pretty entertaining and competitive games so far on Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night football. And when you see those type of trends, you try not to step in front of. But, I mean, what do we think of the Ravens' offense right now? You know, Baltimore's offensive line got destroyed last week, and KC's got a pass rush, and that concerns me. Can Baltimore trade points with them? That's the question. It's whether that game gets up and over the total or not.
I have my concerns about Baltimore coming into the year as it is, and they had a lot of bodies drop throughout that game, Teddy. I'm going to lock in and see their final injury list in the morning, but a lot of guys went down in that football game. That's the Sunday nighter. Have you decided what you're going to do with that one, or undecided?
Oh, I'm not. I very little chance I get involved in that game.
You it's know, a pass.
The price isn't right on Kansas City, and Baltimore is not a team that I can trust after what we saw last. I mean, there was you don't want to overreact to week one, but you don't want to underreact either. And you talk about the Ravens' injury. You talk about their secondary that is banged up, and you talk about an offensive line that can't block. And you know, that's a red flag after red flag after red flag for Baltimore for me.
Almost leads us into the over. It almost leads us into the over, doesn't it?
Not if we don't trust Baltimore to score.
It'll take Lamar can run around. They scored against the Raiders.
They scored 14 early and did nothing offensively the rest of the game. You know, they did not win the battle. When I handicap that game, in my mind, my handicap is Baltimore wins the line of scrimmage on the offensive side. Baltimore wins the line of scrimmage on the defensive side. And when it played out, it was the opposite of that. So
yeah, it's true. You're right.
It was not what I expected from the Ravens. And when I see something I don't expect, you're like, you tap the brakes on that team in a real way. And so I can only bet against Baltimore here. And I'm not laying this price with KC. KC's 2-10 against the spread their last 12 games. Talk about an overvalued commodity every time. Every game, it's like last-second field goal. Yeah, Mahomes marching down. You know that.
Even last week, they ended up winning by 4, right? And they didn't cover.
Yeah. Nope.
One thing you said there, we'll get into this team. I want to talk college, too. So right now, FanDuel's got Kansas City Chiefs minus 3.5. The total's 54.5 there right now. But you are right. It was one thing that was surprising to see. Like, people will talk about Derek Carr. They spread the ball around all over the place and Waller, et cetera. But the defensive line of the Raiders had a lot of success. They made plays. They imploded things. They blew things up. They were stalking, then chasing. There were some fast dudes on the Raiders' defense. I don't know who the guy was, but he was chasing down Lamar, man. And Lamar usually, like, gets away from everybody. I've spoken to some people actually buying into the Raiders this week. What's your take on that? Is it an automatic? Like, what are the numbers, Ted? Have you guys discussed this at Wager Talk? Are there numbers about a West Coast team going east after hosting a Monday Night Football game? I'm sure Ralph has a number for it. All right, so early morning start, West Coast team playing early morning. What's the angle on that? Is it a stay away? Is it an automatic play against? Do you not buy in? What's your take on that matchup?
Okay, so here's the angle. The angle is that everybody is automatically assuming, all right, chunking in bets that it's the worst possible spot for any team. When you're coming off a huge win and you're opening up Allegiant Stadium with the fans and everyone's out partying on Monday night and they have a short week and you got to travel east and the early start game, and it is literally an auto bet for a lot of the guys that chunk in bets that way. You know, automatically play on Pittsburgh. All right. So if you read the quotes in the comments, because I'm not a chunking bets that way kind of guy. I'm a guy that likes to, you know, that likes to try to break down the matchups and break down the mentality of the teams. And I learn a lot from reading some of these players' quotes. And the quotes from Ben Roethlisberger last week were real simple. He's like, I'm glad the defense was able to carry us for extended stretches in this game. It might be that way for a little while. You know, and I'm paraphrasing here. He's like, you know, they have two rookies starting on the offensive line. They have a rookie starting at running back. They're learning a new offense. He's like, we're going to be a work in progress. And that's a bing, bing, bing. That's one of those red flag quotes. You're like, bro, did anyone else see this? No, they don't care about that quote. All they care about is the West Coast team traveling east for an early game. Oh, my God, the junkie bets against them. Okay, can't lay points with Pittsburgh right now. Steelers are an under team. Big Ben told us they're an under team. They're going to play everything close to the vest. They're not going to explode offensively early in the season. So if I'm playing, it'd be on the Raiders' side. But it's the West Coast team. He's running a show game. Situation, so I probably don't play the game. I don't know that I get involved. If I do, it's Raiders and or under.
I'm looking here at the Raiders, and that offense is pretty impressive, Teddy. I'll give him credit. I don't know if Jacob's going to be any healthier this week, but I almost think they win despite Gruden, though. I don't think Gruden's a good in-game coach. Like I don't believe that he is. Yet I wanted to look at the numbers of how do the Raiders produce. Like, look, they averaged 27.1 points per game last year. They put up a bunch of points in week one this year. So on the road last year, they scored 26.2. So it's not like there was a big dichotomy that they don't score on the road. Weather's not a factor. And I almost sort of, you know, don't buy into all that stuff as much either, especially earlier in the season and stuff. I think it matters on the football field. I think it's a lot of talk radio and handicapper crap, but it's really, games are won in the trenches, not with microphones, right, Teddy? And what about the Raiders in the trenches?
Well, we have to talk about this, okay? Because there were a couple of teams in the offseason that you read anything, anywhere. I'm talking about, it doesn't matter what source you went to. Every source in the offseason you went to said, oh, my God, the Raiders offensive line, what are they thinking? Oh, my God, how could they do that? How could they let these veterans go and bring in new guys? They had a great well, like I said, who won the battle of the line of scrimmage? That brand-new Raiders offensive line won the battle at the line of scrimmage. What did Baltimore do? They brought, Villanueva. They brought in the good veteran. They were able to be fine. No, they brought in the crappy old veteran who's collecting a paycheck. And so a lot of what you read about offensive line makeovers, there were a number of teams. You know, the Chiefs had the offensive line makeover in the offseason. But people like the Chargers' offensive line makeover. They just didn't like the Raiders' offensive line makeover. And it's like, so much of what you read is nonsense, dude. It's just nonsense. But people have to, I understand that, you know, you do a show every day, you know. Every day you're doing a show whether something happens or not. And so are 5,000 other radio hosts, and everyone needs something to talk about, and the beat writer's got to write two articles a day.
Well, let me ask you that, Teddy. Because Sherpan brought it up, and I don't know him personally. I respect him. I know he's a really smart guy, but I think it's Las Vegas Chris. And he said that he soaks in, like, as many podcasts and shows and information as he can. And it was interesting. He said good and bad. And he goes, I actually learn a lot listening and reading bad shows and bad material. Like, and you just said the same thing. Like, when you read things sometimes, like, I think, you know, listen, the common guy, the younger guy reads his stuff, he goes on these websites, and, oh, you know, and it becomes sort of the collective. But when you read these things sometimes, you must be thinking the opposite, right, of it. And it can almost lock in. It actually can. It was an interesting concept of what he said, though, that you can learn from, like, reading bad material, Teddy.
Las Vegas Chris, hey, that guy's really smart, okay? He blows me away. Like, I would not want to play Jeopardy with him. I would not want to do that. You know,
what is he? One of these guys that knows everything about everything.
he's as sharp as a tack, man. And I give him a world of respect. Nothing but respect for him. At the same time, you know, everyone's got their own methodology. And my methodology is to. And this is something. I remember this. I learned this probably year two or year three in Vegas, which is believe what you see, not what you read. And you read these sometimes recaps after a game you just watched. You know, you're reading the, I'm going to write another report of a game. You just watch this game. Okay. And this guy's saying this happened. You're like, no, that's not the way it went down, man. You know, this was not you know, I've watched as much football as any scout or any coach or any, I've been watching football like professional level for 30 years.
That's a good point. You probably watch more. You're right. We watch more than coaches. Coaches don't even watch that much.
I believe what I see. I believe what I see, you know. At this stage of my career, it's not about what you read necessarily.
Teddy Cadaver's more with Teddy on the other side. This is Sports Rage.
To be honest, we...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time...
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Bobby Riggs. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Kicking it with an old friend of ours, Teddy Covers. Wager Talk does great work. Find him online, Teddy Covers. You can find him over at Wager Talk, Wager Talk TV on YouTube, wagertalk.com, right here on Sports Grid every weekend with us every Thursday. He's everywhere. So, Teddy, I want to get into some college football with you, but we noted, guys, 4-0 primetime games now to the over, but the theme continues, Teddy. It just struck me. So what did you make of the – and a couple of things I want to throw at you. So we first time ever, right, it was in a Super Bowl era that 12 underdogs covered. So 12 and 4 week one. Now we got another one. So that's underdogs 13 and 4, Teddy, on the season. And here's another road team that covers the number. And remember, you and I, we had a discussion. We've been talking about what does home field actually mean. And me and Merrill had a good talk about this the other night. And it was a good point. And we talked about the New Orleans Saint game, Teddy. So remember the Saints, they moved from New Orleans to Jacksonville. And the point spread only moved half a point. And if anyone has a home field, New Orleans does. You know what I mean? In that place, it's a madhouse, the voodoo house, and everyone's dressed as Darth Vader and whatever. You know what I mean? It's like Mardi Gras every week there. So that's half a point. They don't. The Superdome, they only counted the Superdome half a point. Like, is home field suddenly irrelevant, Mr. Savransky?
I'm not going to say it's irrelevant, but... Again, when you're breaking down a game, the laziest thing that the analysts do, they go, oh, they're going back home, they'll beat them.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going back home. Oh, they should win this game. And it's just from a point spread perspective, I spent most of my career betting against teams at home and betting on road teams because I found the home field to be overvalued. You know, I make my home field rankings for every team individually. I don't do a blanket ranking. Yeah. And I base it on one factor with a second factor that I consider. The main factor is point spread success, and the second factor is are they winning games straight up. Okay? A lot of these home fields say, oh, they have a huge home field. That you look at their home record, the road record is the same every year.
Yeah.
you look at their home point spread and the road point spread.
They're good at home because they're a good team. Not because of the home. They're good. Yeah, exactly, because you're a good team.
Yeah. I mean, for the NFL, most of my teams are 2 or 2.5. You know, a lot of people use a blanket 3. I don't. In college football, you know, back in the day, touchdown. Boy, the Blue Turks were the touchdown. A whiteout in Penn State is worth 6 points. I think my highest college football power rating is 4 for a home field. And I have a lot of ones and zeros.
So the theme is we're conversation with Ted Stefanski. We'll get to some picks, but I like the conversation. It's a grander picture here. Is each home court is or home field is different, but home field has meant less and less, even without fans, with fans, and we're saying this. But, and I think where you're going here, Teddy, and I've been doing this too, and I've talked about this, the narrative, like just sort of fade that media, the media narrative. And me and Cam, I brought it up actually, even though I was on Washington minus the 3, I brought it up. The Giants are better on the road, Teddy. Daniel Jones is better on the road. Like he always has been. They're like 7-1 against the spread now, 7-2, 8-2, whatever, in their last like 10 road games, these guys. And people would figure, oh, well, they can't win at home, so, oh, God, they don't have a chance when they're going on the road. And then sometimes playing at home is a negative. In New York, people aren't supportive, Teddy. You know what I mean? Like they get booed. It's hostile. It's negative in that stadium at Giant Games. People are angry. And they seem to be looser on the road. And people, like, you know, they don't really take that into account, I think.
Or maybe it's just random. You know?
That's another good one.
You know? That is not, okay, yeah, well, sometimes you play a good game at home, sometimes you play a good game on the road, sometimes you play a bad game at home, sometimes you play a bad game on the road. The home field is not worth 4 points. You know? But the mainstream narrative, ask me about Purdue-Notre Dame for the mainstream narrative, and tell me anything you've heard on a betting standpoint from these two teams.
Well,
how's that for a leading question?
I know
that's where you want to go.
Well, I actually, you know what? I'm scared because I feel like I'm being set up because I like Purdue plus the points. I like Purdue plus the points. So,
Of course you like Purdue plus the points.
Am I an idiot?
Everybody on earth is going to like Purdue plus the points. Why? Well, what's the stat rolling? Oh, Jeff Brohm, a road dog. He's 7-1 as a road dog. Look at Notre Dame. Notre Dame's defense, they're terrible. They got ripped up 2 weeks in a row. Notre Dame can't stop anyone.
Well, right? It's an eyeball test game. All right.
Everybody's narrative, okay? Let's go through what both of them actually mean, all right? The first thing, Brohm, 7-1 is a road dog, all right? Four of those came his first year. They were plus 20 here and plus 22 there.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, the first game
2017.
Stuff.
I don't care about that.
They beat Louisville or something.
Three of them have come in the last 2 years. One of them, they were plus 28.5 at Penn State. They lost 35-7. All right, they covered by the hook. They scored a touchdown. They were non-competitive. They lost. They, you know, another one was at Wisconsin. They were plus 24. They lost by 21. And another one, Iowa was trying to lay a bunch of points to them, and Iowa can't lay points. We know that in the Big Ten. If you know the Big Ten, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So every single example of Brohm covering as a road dog is irrelevant for this game. And in fact, when you look at him trying to step up in class as a road dog, you see him losing routinely by 3 touchdowns. Okay? They're plus 7, 7.5 here. All right. So the whole Brohm narrative of I'm a great road dog, yeah, sure. But if you dig and actually pay attention and look at it, no, not in this spot. Okay? Then, okay, Notre Dame's defense, all right? Well, again, if you want to look, the eye test is a piece of the puzzle. The other thing you want to do is read those quotes. What did Brian Kelly say? He had this great quote. It's like a jump out of your eyeballs quote that you're like, I can't believe I saw this. Brian Kelly, in his news conference earlier today, says, you know what? We had an extra long camp. And after camp, I was really worried that the kids would have, quote, camp legs. So I didn't do a whole lot of work that first week for Florida State. We weren't really prepared. And we weren't really ready to go to 60 minutes. And then we were on a short week last week. And again, we didn't do a whole lot of game planning. It was just about getting together. And this is the first week where we're in our normal routines and we're game planning for our opponent properly. And I expect to see the results show for it. So what Notre Dame has done the first 2 weeks is not relevant to what we're going to see here. We're going to see a better Notre Dame team this week. So both of the prevailing narratives, the mainstream narratives on Purdue and Notre Dame, that you got to take Purdue plus the points, they're just flat out wrong. and the media, blah, 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 blah. You know, you just hear it everywhere you go. It's the same thing. Brom is a road dog. Look at that Notre Dame defense. Brom is a road dog. Look at that Notre Dame defense. Like, broken record. And, you know, it's like Raiders offensive line's no good. Raiders offensive line. And if you dig a little deeper, everybody's got a plan, all right? Brian Kelly doesn't have a plan. He's not going into the season. He's got a plan for this game, too, and how the season's going to progress. You know, we're going to do this here, and maybe we'll, you know, a team looks bad 1 week doesn't mean they stink. It just means that they didn't, the game plan didn't play out for that week. So, I mean, there's all of this nuance, there's all of these pieces to it. And honestly, right now, I feel like handicappers like you and I, Gabe, we're supposed to be winning more than we lose, because it's a marketplace right now that is valuing the wrong stuff, and experience can really help in that regard. It's helping me right now. I'm off to a good start.
So I guess you don't like I guess you like Notre Dame here. If you could tell, he just said Teddy got work. Right, bring it. going. Wow. And I like that he just jumped in. We're in the NFL. Hey, listen. Let me tell you about the Purdue narrative. Great. That was a great rant, though. Teddy Covers kicking with us. And so how about this? Notre Dame won't allow Purdue's drum on the field. It's the first time the drum won't be on the field since 1979. For the first time since 1979, the Boilermaker 100-year-old bass drum will miss a performance because it can't fit through the visiting team tunnel in South Bend Stadium. And the Fighting Irish refused to let Purdue take the drum through their main tunnel.
As they should.
Thursday marks the 100th anniversary of the drum. The drum is 7 feet, 3 foot tall, 3 feet wide. They used to allow the drum through their tunnel, but Brian Kelly put an end to that and doesn't let anybody go through the tunnel for any reason now.
Which is for Rye. Hey. Hayden Fry painted the visitors' locker room pink.
You know, I know. In Michigan. I know.
What you do. I don't disagree that with that. You know what? Your in-state school.
No, but you're screwing the band over. It's not the team. It's the band at halftime. We'll let them beat on their drum.
That's for your band.
You're Mr. Burns.
You guys
want to
have a giant, oversized bass drum? You got to deal with it yourself.
I thought of that too, actually. I just hate Notre Dame, but I thought of that too. If I was Notre Dame, I'd be like, listen, we didn't tell you to have a 7 foot drum, did we? Like, I'm not telling you not to bring a drum, and if you can't fit it in, we got a problem, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
So, I mean, here's the beauty of it. And it's so funny, Marcy. I was like tired before I came on, and now I'm just been riled up this whole show.
I love it.
But in 1979, you're like, okay, what happened in 1979? Have to know that story, right? Did you hear the story on this?
No. What happened in 79 with the drum?
They went to Northwestern, and someone kidnapped it and hid it, like, back in some storage room behind a ladder, and they found it, like, 4 days later. But they went, someone kidnapped the
The good old days with the college pranks, right, Teddy? I like that. Yeah. That's awesome. So
I thought that was a good story.
It's a new level of pettiness. All right, so... Let me throw some games at you. How do you think Ohio State responds after that loss with Tulsa going in there? Is it an automatic over? I think they're going to pace them, but their defense is pretty, you know. And what about Oklahoma laying the points? I'm surprised almost not more. And I know Oklahoma haven't really been great to start this year, but I think they dial it up a notch with Nebraska rolling in there. What do you think about those two? And then we get into Bama, Florida. Well, last year, they're all big-time games, but... you know, the TV games. What's your opinion on those ones?
Sure. So with Oklahoma, Nebraska.
Yeah, Oklahoma, Nebraska, whatever. Ohio State, Tulsa, whatever. Yeah, Go wherever you want.
So with Ohio State, my first reaction was absolutely look at the Buckeyes this week. You know, even though we have no track record of Ryan Day off a loss because he's never lost a regular season before. but my thought was, and I watched Tulsa against Okie State last week, and you know Tulsa can't score, so unless they can defend Ohio State for four quarters, last time they were there in 2016, it was 48-3, I believe. It was 48-7. It wasn't close. And the Buckeyes covered in a similar range, -28 in that game, -25, -26 here. Now, I'm reading Philip Montgomery's quotes, right? And he's like, we're not going up there to lose. He's like, we expect to play with them. And he's like, we played in big stadiums. We've been up there before. We did this. We did that. I'm expecting to compete. We shut down Oklahoma State last week, which they did. Their defense is pretty good, you know. It wasn't a coach of like, yeah, we're going up there to get a paycheck. With a coach, yeah, we're coming up here to play. And if Ohio State comes out flat, which they maybe they will, who knows? I don't know. Ohio State are bad, but not bad.
Hard to believe. Ryan Day's the first time he's ever lost a regular season game. Like our Niagara match for cross continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
Man, it's just not cool, but true. It's not cool, but true. All right, Teddy Covers. You want more Teddy? Go to Wager Talk, Wager Talk TV, WagerTalk.com. He's going to be on Saturday morning right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204. So I only got about 2.5 minutes. So I'll shut my big mouth. Anything on the college card? Fresno and UCLA is an intriguing game to me, but that Nebraska-Oklahoma, old-school rivalry game, getting dialed up. And we do have a lot of listeners. Shout out to everybody in Michigan and Motown and the state of Michigan, Detroit, etc. What about that Monday nighter? Can the Lions make a 2-0 against the spread after the Packers got tattooed? What's your take on these games?
So I don't want any part of Nebraska. I got a hunch that if Oklahoma starts running up the score, they're going to keep running up the score in that one. I see a lot of big plays from the Sooners against that defense. And I think Oklahoma's defense is better than what we saw. Again, in week one, they took their foot off the gas pedal against Tulane. I don't think they take their foot off the gas pedal here. If I'm playing, I'm laying. It's the same thing on Monday Night Football. Come on, you guys watched the Lions last week. If you're from Detroit or you're from Michigan, you know what? You saw what I saw. You know, you said they got crushed in that game. Absolutely crushed. The most fraudulent point spread cover that you'll find. They got the money. What do you need? All you need is a late touchdown, a two-point conversion, an onside kick recovery, a late touchdown, another two-point conversion, and you get the money. But when you're giving up 8 yards of play and you're getting a Packers team that is supposed to be mad this week, you know, if Green Bay doesn't kill them, that's on Green Bay, and we downgrade the Packers significantly.
Teddy Covers. Great stuff as always. Teddy, where can people find you?
Yeah, well, I got a show here right here on this network, Saturday morning and Sunday morning over the weekend, NFL and college. And of course, find me at wagertalk.com. Find me on Twitter at Teddy_Covers.
Well, I never sleep, so I can't wait to tune in. Looking forward to Saturday's college card. Teddy, hey, Dolphins, Bills, 10 seconds. Who you got?
Dog.
Oh, I know. I don't know why the Bills are laying 3.5 on the road here, man. Thanks, Teddy.
Here.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.